T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's time now for our daily tech and business report, and we're joined by Bloomberg News reporter Kurt Wagner. Kurt, thanks for your time this afternoon. You know, Twitter co-founder and CEO Jack Dorsey is now pledging $1 billion of his stake in his other company, Square, to coronavirus relief efforts. He made the announcement on Twitter yesterday. Kurt, can you tell us more about what he had to say?
Yes, this was a pretty astonishing donation, right? $1 billion of his personal wealth. That accounts to a little over a quarter of everything that he owns. And what he said he's going to do is he's going to move this into an LLC, which is primarily going to be, as you said, funding the kind of relief efforts around COVID-19. And hopefully, if that comes under control at some point, then whatever's remaining would move over to what he said is girls' health and education, and this idea of a universal basic income. This is another kind of personal thing that he's interested in. But primarily, the money, at least for now, is kind of earmarked for this COVID-19 relief effort, which, you know, a lot of people took as a really positive sign.
For folks who are unfamiliar with Jack Dorsey, what can you tell us about his history with philanthropy? Has he done anything like this before?
Well, this is by far the biggest thing that he's ever announced in terms of, you know, what he intends to sell. He mentioned yesterday on Twitter that he's been kind of an anonymous donor for many things in the past. I think he said it was about $40 million worth of anonymous donations he's made over the years. I think his net worth is somewhere around $4 billion right now. So, you know, compared to his net worth, a relatively small amount, but tens of millions of dollars. But we don't know a ton of where that's been, because all of it has been anonymous, and he hasn't really made a point of sharing that. Now, in this case, with this $1 billion commitment, he's going to be sharing all the details of the sales and all the details of the grants that he makes in a publicly available kind of tracking document. So, you know, people will be able to see if he kind of lives up to his promise here and where that money is actually going to go.
Does this act as sort of an unspoken challenge to other tech bigwigs in the Bay Area? Do you expect others to come forward and make these kinds of donations?
Well, you know, he even kind of said that as much in his own tweet. He said, you know, I hope this inspires others to do something similar. Now, we have seen others, especially in the tech industry, kind of come forward. I think Jeff Bezos had donated $100 million to kind of this group, Feeding America. I know Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Priscilla Chan, have made a $25 million donation, or a commitment, I should say, to help find a possible drug to fight COVID-19. But, you know, Jack Dorsey clearly sees this as a leadership opportunity, right, to say, hey, a lot of us have a lot of money, and this is a time of great need. So I would not be surprised at all if this is the first of many of those. Again, we've seen some already, but I don't think this is the end of corporate or philanthropic effort from a lot of these tech billionaires.
You mentioned the phrase leadership opportunity. Does Mr. Dorsey have any designs on politics that we know of?
He's been somewhat vocal about politics. You know, I mentioned universal basic income as being one of the interests where he wants this money to ultimately go. He did donate to former presidential candidate Andrew Yang, who was a very big kind of universal basic income supporter. I don't know at this point. He already has two jobs, right? He's running Twitter and he's running Square. It's hard to imagine he has much time in his schedule to get heavily involved in politics, but this is the kind of thing that as these tech leaders get to a certain stage in their life and their career, they realize they have all this money and they want to do something good with it. We've seen that with Bill Gates. We're seeing that right now with Mark Zuckerberg, and I imagine Jack Dorsey's no different.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.